It's time for the Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Up the ice with a call, a shot, score!
Live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for Ducks hockey. Powered by TuneIn, here's Alexis Downey.
The Anaheim Ducks three-game divisional road trip continues with Game 2 tonight in their final visit to the Scotiabank Saddledome of the season as they face the Calgary Flames. Hi, everybody, and welcome into the pregame show on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey. We're going to be joined by Emerson Needham, as always, here shortly. And then Aaron Cooney will join us as we get closer to puck drop. Three straight wins for this Ducks team heading into tonight. 40 wins on their season now, and they're sitting at the top of the Pacific Division with a nice lead, still 5 points ahead of the trailing Edmonton Oilers. Things are good for this Anaheim Ducks club right now, and they're coming off a 5-3 win in Vancouver on Tuesday night. Back-to-back games where we've seen five Ducks players have multi-point nights. One of those guys was John Carlson, getting not only his first multi-point game as a Duck, but he ended with three assists on the night. Each of those came on the Ducks' first three goals of the game, and we saw those goals from Alex Killorn and then two from Mikhail. Goal was on the power play. The team was able to go 1-for-3 on that end. We also got to see Mason McTavish break his scoring drought, his first goal in 15 games. And then Troy Terry had the late empty netter. And with the struggles that Anaheim has had against this Vancouver team this season, this was a strong showing as they were able to settle in and capitalize on their chances as the game progressed. As we've been saying, every point you can get at this time of the season is very important. And that was the case on Tuesday night. There are a couple of pieces of news for this Ducks team heading into tonight. The team announced today that Nathan Gauthier was called up from the San Diego Gulls. He's the Ducks' first round 22nd overall selection from the 2022 draft. His first NHL call-up. Congratulations to him. And then additionally, the Ducks will be without Jansen Harkins tonight, who is day-to-day with an upper body injury. We're going to talk more about the lineup changes a little bit later on in our pregame coverage. As for this meeting with the Calgary Flames, the Ducks have won the previous two meetings with this team, but both of them took extra hockey. The last time was a shootout back on March 1st before the trade deadline. And the Ryan Strome trade. Tonight marks the first meeting with Stromer since the trade. We'll get to hear from him shortly. And then the Flames are outside the playoff picture right now. They're sitting in seventh in the Pacific Division. A little bit more on them. However, they are on a four-game winning streak into tonight. So we'll see if they can. Anaheim will come out stronger in the start of this one. Someone that we just mentioned, Mason McTavish, finally getting on the score sheet. Emerson caught up with him this morning to talk about what Stromer meant to this team as well as his recent play.
I'm just starting with that. Just, you know, we've only known him for a few weeks here in Calgary, but he really does seem like it's an amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he was unreal. I think all the, especially the young guys, have an even bigger appreciation for him. Just, you know, welcoming us to the league, getting us sorted out early and helping us, talking to you, reaching out, all the little things he would always do. And, obviously he's a really popular teammate. He was loved here, and obviously we really.
Yeah,
I did. I think pretty much every year. So, whether it was any holiday, he'd really go out of his way just to make sure everybody's kind of, invited or doing something at least. So, he's one of the best teammates I've had, and wish him the best here. See him at the beginning.
Mason, big time shot at a monumental part of last game there. Just take us back to that play.
I saw Jackson coming down the wing with a lot of speed. Just tried to give it to him, push the D back, and kind of trailed him. And I just dropped pass, and I just figured I'd shoot it. And
seems like your game has certainly been trending in the right direction here. What's been different? Just anytime you've been touching the puck, it seems like you've had a different mentality.
Yeah, I think I'm just kind of being more confident, not really trying to not to think as much out there when I get it. And
excuse my instincts. You know, I know I'm not really familiar.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes, you know, in any two-game season, it's just some ups and downs. And, you know, the last couple of weeks weren't easy for me. So, feel better about my game.
And lastly, just a couple of keys to coming out with the 2 points.
Bit of a loud locker room at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome this morning following the Ducks morning skate. Let's bring in Emerson Needham now, who we know did not go over that catwalk ahead of this game here tonight. Emmer, of course, some kind words for Ryan Strome there by Mason, but he also touched on how he's thinking less and being more confident in his game. How has that been emulated in his play?
Yeah, and I just want to make a note to AD's point in what she started off with. There is a little bit of a catwalk. Now, it's not the one that you have to go all the way across the ice. That's the deadly one. That's the one I tried to avoid at all costs. But who knows? I might have to hold Aaron Cooney's hand at some point in the game. I hope he doesn't mind. But there is a little bit of a drop here. So we are overhead. But look, I'll hang in there. And you know what? As long as the good guys win, right? Everything's better when the good guys win, so hopefully that happens tonight. But I tell you what, Mason McTavish, it really started brewing in that Ottawa game. Now, did he get rewarded in that game? No, but he middle-drived with such intensity in one of the first shifts. So that right there told me that something was definitely brewing here. Look, I just think he was on that particular goal. It was a big-time goal last game, right place, right time. And that's just vintage Mac T, right? Not a ton of body language and assertiveness into that shot. He's got so much power within the forearms that it was just a quick flick of the wrist, and he was able to go far side from his vantage point. I mean, it's just I can count countless times with him with that perfect far side shot that he just releases so quick. So if you just look at his last couple of games, look, he picked up an assist versus Buffalo there, and I think that was kind of the start of him getting rewarded. But it's something I'll get to here in my upcoming Keys of the Game. Look, he's got the fourth line matchup, right, AD? So this is a team on paper, the Flame squad, that's obviously not the deepest in the league. So when you get a fourth line matchup at any point, whether it is a first place team or a team like this Calgary Flames team, it's a blessing in disguise for a skill player, right? So this is a lack of competitive team here. I know they've been games of Calgary Flames, but you're getting a fourth line matchup on a team that has struggled this season for the most part, and so I'm really looking for Mason McTavish to take advantage of that opportunity, AD.
Yeah, big opportunity for McTavish to continue to build off of what he has been working towards since he's been back in the lineup. Ducks taking on the Flames tonight. Join us when we come back to hear from head coach Joel Quenneville.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here after playing. I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch this movie.
To the cheetah exhibit. The cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
And we're back here with the pregame show. Ducks taking on the Calgary Flames, the third of four meetings on the season between these two divisional teams. And ahead of this one, head coach Joel Quenneville spoke with the media this morning. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Coach, it's been, you know, just over three quarters of our season. I'm just curious what you've learned about Leo Carlson over the tenure of this year that maybe you didn't know when you took the job.
From training camp there, he had a good start to the, out of camp going into the season, that his speed through the middle of the ice is noticeable, and having that puck on a stick in the middle is a great asset to have. You know, he can beat people with the speed through the middle, wide. That line has been effective. He got off to a great start at an ordinary stretch there, and as we're going along here, so it's a upside's tremendous, and good kid as well.
What have you learned about him maybe away from the ice? You mentioned him being
quiet guy, likes to be one of the guys. He's a younger guy. We got some guys that are helping him along the way and teaching him to be a pro. We gave him some a little bit more ownership this year with the captaincy that they're sharing some of the younger guys, and getting some help from the veterans. But Leo was he missed a key part for him, missing the Olympics, and at the same time, I thought he rebounded and got going here at this time of year for us and helped us.
How much does this group of young kids, playing as well, remind you of the young group that you had in Chicago before you had all that success?
Comparable from almost the way the season went.
Yeah.
When we had that first year there, I realized how fortunate I was to coach some of these kids that had star potential or top player potential or, really good players. And right off the bat, we had a deeper team than I would have thought, that we had balance in all forward lines, and our D were above average as well. So it was a lot of skill. I mean, basically, you'd almost try to tell them every day, hey, I don't care if you go about scoring goals here. We got to stop goals and prevent goals. And I thought it kind of happened this year with us a little bit. And but it's nice having those assets that you have that skill and the ability to score. And I think if they get that ability, they should be able to check as well.
They talk about these young kids nowadays having no fear coming in, and it's different than when Taves and Kane showed up and they had no fear and made impact at the league, or is it different with the kids these days?
Well, they were the one thing with those guys. I mean, they made plays that were, the wow factor was part of it as well.
Yeah.
The consistency, competitiveness, Kaner wanted the puck every single shift, wanted the puck, wanted to play, wanted to do something with it. He got better every year on his own in the offseason. Taser was he just had a different level of preparation and the importance of winning and being doing things the right way. And as a captain, I didn't know this at the time, but at the end of it, when he comes up this year and says, that's too much pressure on a young kid to be giving him the captaincy at that age.
Yeah.
But he took on a lot of responsibility, doing more than just being a player. That's just Johnny. He always said the right thing, did the right thing, and he couldn't ask for a better leader.
And with Beckett here, he's having such a good rookie season. The know, it's the same thing. Like, first-year guy, there's going to be pitfalls, but how's he kind of handled
it? He's done a great job. I know that right from camp there. He's gotten better through camp, and then he got off to a decent start and had a big stretch for us here. I think that over the course of the season, young players, we're trying to be consistent in our game. With him, his high-end ability to do things that you don't see very often is fun to watch. I think you try to make sure that there's a time and a place to apply those. And that's part of the learning curve with him. But he's not afraid to try things and do things. And I think that respecting with the score and the opponent and the time, I think there's a place for it. And I think that he'll get better as far as recognizing those situations as we're going along here. We're not afraid to point them out at the same time, or his teammates or line mates, but as a group. But he's got a really good disposition on how to handle that and roll with it. But he's always, you know, smiling and really enjoying it.
Is Petrano getting back in tonight?
Petrano? Frankie, yeah, Frankie's playing tonight.
And we'll talk a little bit more about where Frank will be slotting in this lineup here tonight later on. And as for Beckett Seneca, he still leads all rookies in the NHL with 55 points on his season. Some great stuff there from head coach Joel Quenneville. We're going to step aside now. Join us when we come back to hear from the former Duck, Ryan Strome, ahead of his first meeting with his former team.
People of SoCal isn't just what we do, it's who we are at your SoCal Honda dealers. Look for our team of helpful guys and gals in blue all year long, helping by providing free gas, bringing meals to seniors, supporting teachers and veterans, handing out ice cream, and so much more. And that's not all. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with the great deal. Search your local Honda dealer today.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Come to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your great with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit Honda Suites.
Welcome back. It is time to hear from the former Duck, Ryan Strome, about playing his former team for the first time since he joined the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, I'm excited. Obviously, a lot of great memories with these guys. So, yeah, it's always fun. It's a little bit weird playing your former team, but I'm excited, you know, for sure. I think we've got a good thing going in here, and you know, they're a great team. So it'll be fun for me, and maybe try to get after a few of the boys over there a little bit and get under their skin. But no, it'll be fun. And yeah, obviously, every time you play a former team, it's kind of circled. So it'll be fun time for sure.
Do you feel like you got anything to prove against them?
Yes and no. I mean, I obviously think you obviously play with a chip on your shoulder and all that stuff. But at the same time, I have nothing but great memories and positive time there. So, you know, you always try to bring your best effort and everything like that, but you know, let the chips fall where they may and play hard and just kind of keep doing what we're doing in here.
How validating has it been? I know that it wasn't every night in Anaheim and maybe the points were coming. New opportunity and how kind of back to that same production. Has it been like validating it a little bit?
I mean, I think you always believe in yourself as a player. You always have that confidence. But, you know, when you go through tough times, I mean, your confidence wavers in this league. It doesn't really matter who you are or how old you are. So, you know, I was kind of always open and, like, I would say that I got a lot of game left and I can still produce and play. And to come in right away and kind of do it off the start's been nice. But at the same time, it's been 10 games. So, this is a tough league. You got to bring it every day. I think that's what I've learned over my time, is that the ebbs and flows or highs and lows are very tough to handle, and the more even keel you are every day and bring that same approach is just what's going to make you successful. So that's kind of my mindset towards the end of the season, and I think that should be the team's as well.
You've got a unique perspective. They're leading the Pacific right now. Like, what's made them good this year?
I mean, just a high octane team. They can score goals. You know, you look at their lineup and some of the points that their guys have, it's pretty impressive, and you know, some good goaltending and just a steady roster. I mean, the way the roster is built is top to bottom. There's not many holes, and there's a lot of guys with a lot of depth. And, you know, good for them. They've got, we went through some tough times their last few years, and to kind of see them pull out of it is good. That's what, you know, you hope to see in a rebuild. And for me, it's obviously nice to see some of the young guys that you try to make an impact on last few years and see them doing well is obviously feels good. And excited for the test tonight. It'll be a fun time. And yeah, obviously one you kind of look forward to for sure.
Ryan Strom this morning ahead of his first game against his former team. We're going to take another break here on the pregame show. Join us when we come back as we'll get you set for puck drop tonight at the Scotiabank Saddledome.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital, world-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at Irvine Hospital, powered by UC Irvine.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Pet owners and parents know the struggle. Every time dogs or kids go outside, they track mud right back in. If you're tired of scrubbing floors, you need Muddy Mat, the anti-mud mat that cleans paws and shoes before they ruin your home. Only Muddy Mat features thousands of ultra-soft microfibers that are five times more absorbent than ordinary mats, instantly trapping dirt and water to protect your floors. Put it by every door, under pet bowls, in the kitchen for spills. It even makes a perfect bath mat, and it's 100% machine washable, so cleanup is effortless.
Since getting Muddy Mat, I don't worry about what my dog gets into. His paws are clean the second he steps off.
No more mopping. I love it. Thank you, Muddy Mat.
Right now, get a free medium Muddy Mat of $50 savings with your order of two or more mats at buymuddymat.com. This offer is only available at buymuddymat.com. That's BUYMUDDMAT.com. Don't wait. Get your free Muddy Mat today at buymuddymat.com.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit hondacenter.com/rental suites.
Taking on the Flames tonight in Calgary, a snowy Calgary, as I'm hearing as well. Let's welcome Emerson back and bring in Aaron Cooney for the first time. And Aaron, we're just going to jump right into it. The Ducks calling up Nathan Gauthier, and no, he's not in the lineup tonight yet, but you've watched him in his time in San Diego. Can you just talk about what he brings on the ice?
Yeah, I think we've watched him develop in San Diego and to what be a good complimentary piece here in your bottom six. He's been in a checking role pretty much his entire career, 3 years with the San Diego Gulls, third line center, plays hard, plays well below the dots in down low, loves going to the front of the net. That's where you're going to see him. He's, you know, he began the season with a bit of an injury and then kind of worked himself into now having a pretty productive year as it's gone along, career highs in goals and points, 12 goals, 26 points, just scored his first hat trick the other day over the weekend. So this is for his first call up. He's definitely earned it, and that's what you'll see, a guy that's plays on the penalty kill, that's out there for face-offs, for big draws at the end of games, and has a little snarl to his game as well that and Pat Verbeek like to have in those players.
Certainly, and hopefully we'll see him get in the lineup here soon. That's Nathan Gauthier that we're talking about. Emerson, this is the first time that we're facing Ryan Strome on the other side of the ice. Can you just talk about the impact that he had during his time here in Anaheim?
AD, I'm sure you could say the same, but you want to talk about a guy that, first and foremost, leader through and through, and just high praise from Mason McTavish that we heard earlier in the pregame show. But I just can't say enough great things about Ryan Strome and really his whole family. I know his brother Dylan quite well, and same could be said for him. But look, you can tell he comes from great parents and a great family. He's just a well-spoken individual, always in the community. And everything he did, AD, this sums up my point, is he did everything with a smile on his face. Even when things weren't going his way in Anaheim, prior to being traded here to Calgary, he worked hard, he battled, he competed, and I just think he also maximized his ice time on the ice as well. He was one of those guys, you know, predominantly playing fourth line there before getting traded, and he was still making plays, making extremely confident, positive heads-up plays. So, look, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with here tonight, and he's got his whole team rallied around him. He knows that this is a big one for him, and it's a big one for his team as well. So, look, I'm going to come out and say it. I love Ryan Strome. I'm just going to flat out say it. Just what a wonderful human being. So that's all I have for number 22 here for the Flames.
Yeah, great way to sum that up. And his family is in the building for this one tonight. Should be a special one for the Strome family. Aaron, when you take a look at this lineup for the Ducks tonight, kind of interesting. The coaching staff opting to put Frank Vetrano on the top line as Troy Terry is out day-to-day with a lower body injury. What do you make of that fit for this game?
I think it's a great opportunity for Frank Vetrano stepping up there, and you're getting in with two guys that are really distributing the puck well the last little bit. Leo Carlson, back-to-back multi-assist games, two assists for Kreider the other night as well. So he can get that in and try to kickstart his offense, because you're going to need that scoring as we move forward. I've talked with Emmer here a lot about playoffs and getting guys going, who you're going to need into those nitty-gritty games where everybody's going to kind of contribute. And the guy that almost scored 40 goals just two seasons ago, certainly down from where he expects to be, I'm sure, with just four this season, but you can get on line with that can help kickstart that offense. And I think for the coaching staff too, you just like the combinations that you have right now, that you don't want to take away from some of the chemistry you've already built. I mean, the VL, Gauthier, and Poehling line has been pretty much solid for the last 2 weeks or so, and you're seeing the chemistry with Granlund take off with Seneca and Kalorn. So I think that was just kind of the case. It was a perfect fit to put him in there, and at the same time, this could work in the benefit for the Ducks of getting Frank Vetrano rolling.
Yeah, and certainly on the opposite or on the back end of that, Ville Husso getting the start in net tonight to face this Flames team. Emmer, game 3 of 4 against this Flames team, and what should the Ducks watch out for with Calgary tonight?
They need to watch out for number 22. We just had high praise for Ryan Strome, and last 11 games played, 8 points, right? 2 goals, 6 assists. So, he is absolutely rolling this Calgary Flames team on a heater. 4-game winning streak, 6-4-0 in their last 10. And look, if you look at their team stats for a team that's relatively low in the overall standings, look, they're still 10th in the show in shots on goal. So they like to pepper the opposition's 10Ds, 20.7 to be exact per game. That's darn good. And if you look at one of their defensive stats, penalty kill percentage, 81.3, that sits ninth in the show. Look, there's a couple of bright spots, one on offense, one on defense, that the Ducks just got to really focus on and conquer. So I look at those two stats. I look at just the storyline that is, you know, Ryan Strome just playing his former team. And look, this Calgary Flames team, only four games below 500. It's not a terrible record. It really just goes to show how deep this league is, right? There is less differential from the top teams in the bottom leagues, and that's what makes this game right now.
Another big opportunity for this Ducks team to get 2 points tonight on the road. Make sure to join Aaron and Emerson on the other side of the commercial break with Puck Drop at the Scotiabank Saddledome. Thank you for listening to the pregame show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.